I'm with Mr. Rogers. We're outside a huge cathedral.
Invisible cathedral, yeah.
Huge invisible. It's no longer invisible.
It's now materialized.
It has. It's incredible. What a bit of daylight can do.
Indeed.
And I have to say, this cathedral is sort of massive on a very massive scale. It's made all the more massive by the fact that you can't actually really get a proper perspective on it. So yeah. I walked a block. That's a bit of a... it's not really a very European streetscape term, is it? But anyway, I walked down the street to the next road and looked back. And, yeah, you still really can't get any perspective on it.
From what you showed me, it filled most of the screen.
It did, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a horror for modern photographers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get an idea of how...
And as you were saying,
different it is from the rest of medieval town.
Absolutely. As you're saying, it's sort of this is how it would have been effectively in that the city comes to the door of the cathedral.
Yes. And it is both centre and massively different from anything else you will see.
Yes.
I would argue that a lot of medieval cathedrals no longer look like that because you put in a piazza or...
Absolutely. You actually invent that scale almost, don't you? Yeah, that proportion.
Because actually you want to show off the cathedral.
Yes. Yes.
Which is fair enough.
It just has this incredible presence about it, this cathedral.
It does.
Solidity?
Yes. Well, I think I'm starting to have more sympathy with the car. Guy who said, I like the architecture and how big it is.
And how big it is, I'm with that. It sounded like such a glib thing just reading it earlier. But actually, it is so solid, this thing. You know, it is like a cliff.
Yeah.
It's got a good bell to go with it by the sound of it.
Yeah, it has a good bell to go with it. I wonder if there's a cross.
This doesn't sound like a chiming the hours type bell, does it?
No, true, but it is 6:00, just past 6:00.
Okay. Sorry.
So you have a model of the cathedral on your right. Just in case you don't know what you're saying.
Whereabouts is it? This model?
Just a bit further on.
Okay. Hang on a second. Let me feel this thing. Gio, will you stop it, please? Whatever you're doing, just stop it. Right, so I'm going to feel this cathedral.
This is a domey tower thing.
This is the domey tower thing. So, okay, this is architecture by Mark here.
Yes.
This is the domey tower thing, and that's at that end down there, isn't it?
Yeah, so we can see it.
Okay, so effectively, the wall that I was standing against was probably about there, wasn't it?
Yes.
There? Is that an outer wall? Or was that...
You would be...
There, yeah.
There, I think.
That's a sort of transept thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So the domey tower thing goes down into the nave, presumably.
Yep.
Which goes along to the spire.
Yeah, and if I go up the spire... I mean, the tower itself... Okay, so let me try and get some scale here. The sort of floor level is at Mark's waist.
Yeah.
The top of the nave, the roof, is mid-chest.
Yes.
Yep, okay. The top of the tower is his throat.
Yeah.
And the top of the spire is about a foot above his head.
Yeah, and that is the model. Yeah.
It does seem remarkably out of proportion, actually, this spire, doesn't it?
Yes, when you put it like this. So when they've done that, then you can feel the flying buttresses coming out of there to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. I love this model. Mm. Gio, leave it, please. I'm going to take some photographs of it in a second. Because I think I can probably get a better perspective on the model cathedral than I can on the real one.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant model.
It is, and it's metal.
And it's actually really quite detailed when you get down.
Yes.
So, I mean, it just feels... Where's the door gone? going to find the door of the cathedral around here. Okay, there's a door. So you've got almost the sort of detail of the carving done in the metal here. It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean,
look at that.
Not quite the detail.
No, of course, but that's still.
It might have been more detailed as well, because time and everything else is probably rusting away from me.
Incredible.
And they got it in Braille as well. So they have, sorry, not the model, but the,
description.
But the, yeah, so they have different dates.
This bit here does look, just feel as though there should have been a second spire.
Yeah. But yet it makes it unique that there's not.
Yeah.
Well, almost.
Did they just run out of money, or did they just not bother, or was it just sort of, it's taken so long to build this much?
I don't know. I kind of think it was a Frankenstein monster. So they might have thought when they built the first big tower that somebody else would build a tower at some point and never got around to it. I don't know. Again, you were saying about the time scale. You're building for that time scale. You don't actually know what the final building is.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah. I love this. This is brilliant, this model.